Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
On this episode of ID the Future, we're highlighting a short clip of senior fellow Dr. Michael Behe at the 2006 Intelligent Design Under Fire Conference, where he talks about the acceptance of intelligent design based on misinformation and stereotypes as promoted by the media. He contrasts the current status of intelligent design with that of Big Bang Theory in the beginning of the 20th century, when many scientists refused to accept Big Bang Theory because they didn't like the philosophical implications.
I think most people don't understand intelligent design and try to fit it into pre-existing categories. Certainly that's true in the scientific community. Most people have a skewed view of intelligent design there, and many people throughout the country do too. And I think that the reason that it's accepted in one segment of society versus another has a lot less to do with what exactly the theory of intelligent design says than stereotypes that already exist in the country. Let me give you a little analogy from a while back, about 60, 70 years ago, when the Big Bang Theory was first proposed. A lot of scientists hated it because it seemed to suggest a religious event, creation. You know, what could the Big Bang be except, you know, the beginning of the universe? But what we're trying to get across, and not as successfully as we'd like, is that we want to focus on the evidence because, in Steve's intro, things have really changed in the past couple decades in science. There are things at the bottom of life nobody expected. There are things, features of the universe beyond the Big Bang nobody expected. And they all are pointing generally in the same way. That is, this universe seems to be balanced on a knife edge to permit life to exist. And the basis of life that we've discovered in the past few decades in the cell is incredibly sophisticated technology. That's the message we want to get across, but unfortunately it kind of has to be presented in a background which already has some stereotypes that kind of confuse issues.
The full video of this conference, Intelligent Design Under Fire, Experts Cross-Examine the Top Proponents of ID Theory, is available from the Access Research Network at arn.org. For more information about the scientific evidence supporting the emerging theory of intelligent design, please visit discovery.org/CSC. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.